From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, August 29th, 2021. Amy A. I received an email from a listener named Sarah this past week about a song that got her through last summer. Remember last summer? Hot? Endlessly dry? And did I mention hot? And we were all home, inside, in heavy-duty stages of social distancing. And after all those hot days last summer, here at KXCI, we tried to call in the rain. DJs curated full hours of rain sets, day after day, to no avail. But those rain-focused sets reached through the airwaves and into your homes, and you listened. And hearing rain on the radio was the only rain we were going to get. And it was appreciated deeply. Maybe the earth heard us, but waited until this summer to deliver. There is something about hearing nature sounds on the radio. It is strange and soothing at the same time. I asked Sarah to submit a log about the rain this summer, and she did. We'll be listening to her log on the show today. And we're going to explore climate and COVID together, because right now it feels like everything has to coexist in a new normal in which we discuss everything in relation to COVID. In this exploration, we'll hear excerpts from a recent talk by Tucson-based research hydrologist Joel Biederman, and I'll recount COVID's early days and what we learned about climate change from the pandemic. So make yourself a cup of Earl Grey, sit back, and together, let's go exploring. Thank you.
Captain's Log, August 23rd, 2021. Captain Sarah B. Smallhouse reporting. We're in month 18 of our extended review of operations and regular maintenance of our ship in the Sonoran Desert on the North American continent. I've been studying the atmospheric conditions here carefully to evaluate the impact of Earth's evolving atmosphere. An increased concentration of atmospheric carbon and methane are trapping solar energy, causing the planet to warm. The oceans have trapped most of the heat, causing principal ocean currents and wind patterns to shift. Additionally, the warmer atmosphere holds increasingly more moisture, but precipitation patterns are more unevenly distributed and extreme in magnitude. We're experiencing this at our Sonoran Desert base station. Meteorologists are calling it whipsaw weather, alternating periods of drought and excess rain. The summer of 2020 was the driest on record, and July of 2021 had the highest rainfall of any prior July on record. Average rainfall was surpassed this year halfway through the summer. In 2020, mountaintops burned for months, and desert plants exhibited extraordinary ecological responses, such as the iconic saguaro cactus blooming along their columns, not just the terminus points of their giant arms. This summer of 2021 has had weather at the other extreme, so much rain that every wash has flowed, and the normally dry desert is lush with greenery and flowers. This summer's precipitation has been widely celebrated by those permanently based here, but it seems clear to me the wise course of action must be to prepare for future swings in weather and precipitation. Next year may be as dry as last. Long-range computer forecasts all predict hotter and drier conditions in this region. Continued stability of communities here will likely depend on how well Sonoran Desert dwellers adapt to new climatic conditions. Signing off, but very much enjoying the wet summer of 2021.
Thank you, Sarah, for submitting that log. And let's just take a moment to appreciate the sounds of the wet season in the Chiricahua Mountain region of Arizona. Ah, yes, the frogs of the wet season here in Arizona. Lots and lots of frogs on the bike path, and often we'd stop in the Rito and just listen to the frogs. They certainly have a funny sound. I don't pretend to know what kind of frogs are out there, and at some point, we should probably talk to an expert about that. Here is Tucson-based research hydrologist Joel Biederman speaking about the monsoons of the last 2 years and climate change.
And this is just for the monsoon. So we start the clock running at June 15th and then accumulate rain through the end of September, kind of the officially recognized duration of the monsoon. I think it ended up by 3/100ths of an inch. It didn't make it into first place driest. That was 1924. But 2020 was the second driest monsoon on record. We only had 1.62 inches. So 2021 started out decently through the last part of June and the early part of July. And then between July 20th and July 25th, there were 4.5 inches of rain, and that put us into first place, where I believe we still are, because we've had a lot of rain in the last 5 days. Sometimes it gets into tricky territory when it comes to terms like climate change. And so one thing I'm really grateful to have right now is this climate change study that's entirely based on historical observations. It doesn't require anyone to have a belief about what will happen in the future or a belief about what's caused the climate change that we've seen so far. It's simply the change in the weather. And every rancher that I've shown that to has said, yes, that's what I've seen on my land. So we can kind of keep it there. In terms of the belief, do I have the belief that there will be increasing drought in the future? So far, in the years that I've been paying attention, the global models that are used to predict that, they predicted what our study using weather data has recently shown. So that gives me some confidence that the modelers know what they're doing. What the models are currently predicting for the coming 50 years in this region is a continued decline in winter rainfall amount and increasing variability in the monsoon, but not necessarily a change in the amount. There's no clear signal, we would call it, in the models about whether the total monsoon rainfall will go up or down, but it's predicted to go with this fewer, larger storms and more intense. That's predicted to increase. Just because the atmosphere is warmer, it can hold a lot more moisture. So our weather events are becoming more intense.
Listening to the Captain's Log Project from KXCI in Tucson. I'm Amy A. Today we are talking about rain, climate change, and COVID. And now we're going to explore the COVID connection to climate change. Remember back April of last year, April 2020, everything stopped. The COVID-19 pandemic upended daily life so drastically that there was a moment when it seemed to be making a dent in the climate crisis. No rush hour traffic, barely any air travel, and energy-related pollution plummeted almost 6% globally. That level of decline in pollution was unprecedented in modern human history, until the COVID-19 pandemic brought everything to a standstill.
Did you see a drop in the emissions when the coronavirus first hit?
Let me show you a map. So the coronavirus crisis started in China. And from 23rd of January, we see a big decrease of nitrogen dioxide levels, more than 50% in some places.
Have you ever seen changes this drastic before?
Such a change was completely unprecedented. We had to check the data was correct.
We're talking here about carbon emissions produced from a range of activities, so burning coal, oil, and gas for things like power and transport. But we're also talking about carbon emissions which are produced from things like making cement and general industrial processes. The headline figure from researchers today is that worldwide, Heather, carbon emissions have declined by about 7% this year, which equates to around 2.4 billion tons of the stuff. Now, you might be wondering how Canada has fared with all this. We can show you the figure now. The country has seen a reduction of about 7% in carbon emissions this year. But that overall figure is a huge one, and it is one, Heather, that has dwarfed previous falls in carbon emissions. For example, back in 2009, during the global economic recession, the fall in carbon emissions then was about 500 million tons, while the ending of the Second World War, all the way back in 1945, saw a fall of just under 1 billion tons. So that's the big...
All right, well, safe to say 2020 and the pandemic have been miserable for everyone.
Now, in spite of all of the negative, the pandemic has created opportunities that, if we learn from them, could produce benefits long after it's over. Dr. Frank McGeorge here with some more of the silver linings here. Frank?
Yeah, Kim and Devin, you know, COVID-19 has created a global natural experiment that would be impossible to do in any normal situation. It gives us insight into how we relate to our world when our behaviors are suddenly changed.
Have our behaviors changed? Did we learn from this unexpected drop in carbon emissions? We learned, but can we change? As Spock says, change is the essential process of all existence. What I know we can celebrate this year is the abundant monsoon season. Yes, July was Tucson's wettest month on record. August was unexpectedly wet as well. And as we slide into September this coming week, there is rain in the forecast. Let's celebrate that, even if we are all feeling a bit soggy.
Spin. vanish in the wind. I hold you when you're lying in your bed. I'll soothe you when you're seeing scarlet red. I'll feed you when you've nowhere left to turn. I'll love you like you've never known your worth. Summer rain will clean your mind. Let it vanish in the wind. Let me wash it from your skin. Let me hold you while you spin. Let it vanish in the wind. I'll hold you when you're lying in your bed. I'll soothe you when you're seeing sky.
Artist Gabrielle Petrangelo with her song Summer Rain, finishing out the Captain's Log today. Before that, three news clips featuring Frank McGeorge, MD, Dominic Valaitis, and Greta Thunberg. To listen to this or any past Captain's Log show, go to kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log project. From KXCI, I'm Amy A. And I'll see you next week for another adventure on the Captain's Log Project. Until then, live long and prosper.